You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So Destiny Church has been in the news again, when are they not? And once more, it has been for the wrong reasons. On the weekend, they clashed with the charity White Ribbon over leader Brian Tamaki speaking at a march against domestic violence, while last week it was also announced that Destiny would be stripped of their tax-exempt status after it was revealed they repeatedly failed to file annual returns. But who exactly are Destiny Church, and what is their place in society? Well, I spoke earlier to Massey University Professor Peter Lynham. He's written a book about Destiny Church called Destiny, The Life and Times of a Self-Made Apostle. And I spoke to him earlier in an attempt to get a greater understanding of this controversial organization. Can you just tell us a bit about how Destiny Church came about?
So Destiny Church was a split away from a Pentecostal church, the Apostolic Church, that split away because Brian Tamaki finds it very difficult to work with other people. And so he set up his own church in Rotorua in the early 1990s, moved to Auckland in 1997, and it's grown from there.
And when you mean Pentecostal church, what do you mean by that exactly?
So a Pentecostal church is a church which puts an emphasis on what they see as supernatural factors, speaking in tongues, healings, dramatic stuff. They see as the essence of Christianity.
And what function do you think Destiny Church plays in comparison to a lot of other churches?
Well, the distinctive thing about Destiny is that, like Ratana, it's effectively a Māori church. Almost all of its membership at the beginning were Māori, and to this day, the vast majority are Māori. So that makes it really unusual, because while there's quite a lot of Māori people in other churches, they tend to be a minority in that church, and therefore it changes the character of the way that church operates. And Destiny plays a bit to that in using Māori protocols, haka groups, especially aiming and targeting Māori men who are not famous for being very religious.
Right. Would you say that they definitely are a church and not, say, a cult, as some people have suggested?
Oh, well, I mean, how would you define the difference between a church and a cult? Christianity was once called a cult by the Romans. A cult just means a type of religion that we regard as dangerous or extreme. I mean, of course, Destiny is extreme. Dangerous depends on your judgment of what you make of some of their practices. The thing about Destiny that is very striking is that it's a really quite an isolationist group. It doesn't cooperate well with others. And I guess the events of the weekend show up another example of how bad they are at working with others.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they take advantage of their congregation financially?
Well, they certainly put high demands on their congregation. It's a strong expectation of tithing. There's a strong expectation of changes in their lifestyle, of personal gifts to the Tamakis. So there's a great deal of emphasis on dedication. But, of course, if you look at, say, the typical... maybe getting into dangerous territory myself here, but you might say that many people in Destiny have come from backgrounds where wasting money on other things wouldn't have been uncommon.
Now, as for Brian Tamaki himself, because he preaches Jesus, but then he's seen to be sort of swanning around the world on luxury holidays and buying motorbikes, well, most of his congregation is quite poor. What do you make of this situation?
Funnily enough, most of the congregation love this aspect of Tamaki. I think in an odd sort of way, Tamaki's life, they regard as sort of something that they couldn't afford, but he's doing it for them. Now, this may seem absurd to you or me, but then look at the way in which people love their sports heroes or their music heroes. And in some ways, we pour our money into those people. And I think there's something similar going on, because in the name of religion seems a little bit strange to most of us. And so I think that's the best way to make sense of the Tamaki phenomenon, that actually he's playing into a world that he knows perfectly well, a working-class Māori world where poverty is very widespread. and where there's actually a really strong emphasis in the church on doing better for yourself. And it's said that if you serve the church and give your money to the church, you will in the end do better for yourself.
Right.
And if you don't follow the logic of that, then you won't be the only one.
Now, a lot of other churches similar to Destiny don't seem to draw as much negative media reaction. Why do you think this is?
Oh, I think personally that the media kind of gets one particular symbolic example and they carry on picking on that. And especially because actually the Tamaki's enjoy the media attention and reply to questions and there's a little bit of colour and fire that comes out. And most of the other churches cry shy. Actually, you know, there's a number of Pentecostal churches doing exactly the same as Destiny, but it's just that they won't respond to media questions, and so the media find them boring.
Now, just recently, it's also been announced that Destiny has been stripped of its charity tax-exempt status. What do you make of this?
So this is not all aspects of Destiny. This is just two of their trusts, although the International Trust is the primary trust through which money is distributed. So it's pretty significant for Destiny that they've lost that charitable status because, I mean, for most people, receiving for donors, it's quite an incentive to get back a third of the money that you donated. And for the organisation, they would then have to declare, it means that they become a commercial entity, that on their profits they would have to pay tax. That's as I understand the law. Now, this should never have happened. Any efficiently run organisation has to place a priority in satisfying the charity's commission. But Destiny has not, is partly an indication that in recent years they've not been efficiently run. They've had a previously quite strong, in fact, it's been one of their strengths, is quite strong administrative skills, but over the last few years that's declined, and they've clearly got themselves into a messy situation where they've had to pay for really expensive auditing, and this has taken time, and the organisation that they've used, which is one of the expensive commercial firms, doesn't rush these things. And I think it is hard for all charities today to meet the demands of the new charities. I mean, I'm a secretary to a couple of charitable bodies, and it's mighty hard satisfying the charities commission. But it's got to be your highest priority. Mm. So that strikes me that something's wrong in the organisation when they forget that actually the money has to be sorted out.
So it looks like they might end up suffering financially from this decision, do you think?
Oh, yeah, the consequence will certainly hurt them financially. And since it's fairly much, and they're doing a mighty lot of ancillary organisations, a school, a gym, et cetera, et cetera. And so they need all the money. You know, a big church like that with a heavy, hefty mortgage has got a big, big challenge to survive.
Now, just finally then, based on your understanding and research, do you think Destiny is still as big as it once perhaps was, or do you think it'll struggle to continue in the future?
I think Destiny is definitely smaller than it was, but I don't think it's the point where we can discount it, because in the Māori community of South Auckland, there's no other organisation that quite does what Destiny does. But I think there's inevitably going to have to be some sort of scaling back of its operations.
Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.